Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberdi. Too big to fail is a term that hatched back during the bank and real estate blow-up in 08 and 09. It referred to the size of major banks that controlled so much money, the Federal Reserve would have no choice but to bail them out. Not doing so would have, so they thought, brought down the entire financial system of the United States and possibly even the entire civilized world. We will never know if that premise holds true, as the government is convinced of such and will and has lived by that mantra since 08 and will continue to likely do so. Enter today's Money Matters newscast, and I dare to use the too big to fail theory on another financial entity, that being applicable to an individual stock or possibly even many such company stocks whose value has ballooned to previously unimaginable heights. A company's total value, which might also be thought of a company's worth, is arrived at by taking the number of shares in the stock market multiplied by the current price of an individual share. For those wondering what a share of stock is, think of it like the pink slip of your car. Whereas you only have one pink slip for your car showing ownership, companies have many shares showing ownership. You can split up the ownership that way between many, many people. Your car can be said to only have one share, one pink slip, and thereby only one owner. Companies, however, can create many shares, so the ownership of that company can be distributed and traded back and forth with many owners on the public marketplace. For example, XYZ company may have a million shares out in the public markets being actively traded every waking minute the stock market is open. If at any one time the share price perhaps trades at, let's say, $2, it could be said that 1 million shares priced at $2 a piece would put the value of that company at that moment at $2 million. Pretty simple math there. Fast forward to last week in the stock market, and the semiconductor chip market suffered a major blow to their stock prices on a news report that a Chinese company called Deep Space had found a better way to facilitate the hot artificial or AI market, and that market uses these semiconductor chips. The largest chip maker, who arguably led the AI market, lost $600 billion in value in one day when stock prices dropped. Prior to that crash that hammered many of these chip stocks, the value of Nvidia stood at $3.5 trillion. That's with a T, mind you. Keep in mind the entire value of all the money exchanged for all goods and services in a whole year is called gross domestic product, or GDP for short. In the United States, that stands about $27 trillion. Doing some quick math, the previous value of Nvidia before last Monday's crash was about 12% of GDP. The one-day loss was about $600 billion, and that represented about 2.2% of GDP in the United States. Does anybody see a problem with this? Now, understand that a company's value rising and falling does not immediately affect the overall economy, such as a default or a bankruptcy of a large financial firm would. We saw how something like that can and did cause market upheavals back in 08, when a firm called Lehman Brothers collapsed, which started a chain of financial implosions that almost brought down the global financial systems. But when we see just one company's net worth being the equivalent of 12% of the entire U.S. economy, as well as a one-day sell-off the size of almost 3% of that same economy, you have to wonder just how much air is being pumped into the stock market balloon by the professional gamblers of the world, also known in polite company as investors. Nvidia slipped under a larger firm by the name of Apple. We know that, of course. There's lots of their phones running around. Apple's market cap sits at a whopping $3.5 trillion. That's about where Nvidia was prior to the crash. Consider Bank of America is only valued at $350 billion, right? And Lehman Brothers was valued at $111 billion when its collapse shook the entire world. You have to wonder with a company, or actually quite a few companies valued at 30 or 35 times larger than Lehman Brothers was when it went belly up. Should anyone feel a sense of calm in the company of these financial behemoths? Whether the market value of a company can actually cause a financial implosion, should something happen to that valuation, the amount in question would likely cause some upset somewhere. Just how much damage an event like that would cause, however, remains to be seen. But my guess is we will probably see what happens when that happens. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that does it for today's Money Matters. I express my opinion only in these newscasts and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, or this media outlet or staff member. I hold a BA in economics with honors way back in 1979 and California insurance license OLP 4249 and Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you to you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cooper.